8:45. It's that time of the week, one of our favorite times, when Dave Naves of Dave Works joins us and delivers the web in plain English. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday.
Friday once again.
Yeah, I love it. I love it when you come in. It means it's Friday, the weekend's coming, and I'm going to get lots of great information.
Aw, thank you.
Really, it's really useful. Everybody, listen up. Today, it's all about LinkedIn and networking. We all know how important networking is. And in today's world, it's exponentially, one of my favorite words, important to network. So, Dave, talk to us about LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yes, and thank you for using the word exponentially. It's also one of my favorite words. LinkedIn, yes. Let's talk about LinkedIn and everything that goes with it. As I normally do, I'd like to break down the show into three separate pieces, explaining what LinkedIn is. I'd like to go over exactly why it's important, especially for business, and then go over how to use it. So let's just start with what LinkedIn is. LinkedIn is a social network. It's all about business. It's completely about business.
Professional.
Right, it is. It's a networking site developed specifically for business and business professionals, founded in 2002, launched in 2003, and as of now has over close to 350 million business professionals using it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's a big deal. It's the third largest social network in the world.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And it's only behind, in terms of popularity, when I say the actual numbers, is not the most, I hate comparing, saying what's the best, because there is no best, right? Mm-hmm. But it is a very popular social network, and 350 million people around the world are using it effectively every day.
And it's fairly young. It's only a little over a decade old.
It is. All this stuff, social networking itself, is, in and of itself, is a young, burgeoning process of doing business, and it's important to understand that. That brings up a good point about how young it is, and I get a little put off by people calling themselves experts. It's being social networking experts. With something this young, I don't think anybody can consider themselves a real expert in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are enthusiasts. I consider myself an enthusiast. I am a big believer in social networking. If it's used right, and of course, I'm especially thrilled to talk about stuff when it comes to business. I believe in Small Business America. I believe in kind of carving your own path in this life. I don't think it's all about corporate America. I think it's maybe small corporate America.
Yeah, baby.
I've got my little teeny corporation, and I'm really happy that I have my own little corporation, and I can make my own teeny little mark in my own way.
Mm.
And LinkedIn is very much part of that. So let me, as far as why it's important, because, once again, it's social networking, but it's specific to business, which many, I would say, there are so many other social networks out there, but none of them truly are only about business. And this is the one that's specific to business. People
that's
are the there
truth.
To really connect and network with each other and share information. Whereas Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter, they're awesome, but they aren't specific to business. So if you really, if you're looking for a job, that's one of the most important things that I feel about LinkedIn offers is if you're really interested in finding a job, if you're out of work, you use LinkedIn correctly, you can absolutely find a job, a killer job through LinkedIn.
Indeed.
It's not about advertising. It's not about just throwing it out there and, the spaghetti test and throwing out and see who, what
water
sticks on the wall.
Right.
It is truly about connecting with other business professionals. And here's why. I've mentioned this before. Think of in your mind, think of a pie chart. Okay. 80% and 20% slices.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the work, jobs and or potential customers, any of that, is in the 20% slice. 80% is in the 20% slice.
Okay.
Where conversely, 20% of the work is in the 80% of the slice. And what's that mean? That means that in the 20% slice is where all the business happens. And that means people are actually connecting, truly connecting and knowing each other.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a job, don't, I don't want to, I'll name a couple companies. I wouldn't go posting on Craigslist or Monster.com or, you know, Indeed. I'm sure they're fabulous for what they are, but that's going to be the lowest percentile of the jobs that the worst jobs.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Because you're not really connecting with people. It's just advertising.
Huh.
Whereas in LinkedIn, if you use it correctly, I'm going to go over some techniques within like LinkedIn to connect with people who are hiring. Mm. Or conversely, if you're looking for someone to hire, well, you'll be able to connect in there correctly. And you'll be able to talk about what you know, what you do, what you're passionate about.
Interact.
Interact. Exactly right. So, and here's why, and here's the you know, I have this graphic that I've created, and I use it a lot, and I learned this a long time ago. Here's kind of the linchpin for the whole thing. 100% of the time, 100, given the choice, someone will hire someone they know over someone they don't. Because it's kind of their butt. If they hire somebody they don't know, they're taking a chance, right? Whereas if they get to know somebody and see that they know what they're talking about and have experience, or they're a friend, or you know that person, you're always going to hire them
right
over the person that you don't know.
Makes sense.
So use LinkedIn and use it correctly and actually connect with people. Don't advertise and people are just guessing. It's the same rule for just advertising, like on Google. I use that comparison, but that's even a worse conversion rate. You know, 4% of people believe or click on ads.
Mm-hmm.
They rather get to the good stuff.
Right.
Well, same thing on LinkedIn, but it's about the 80-20 rule, right?
Huh.
80% of the work is in the 20% slice where people are actually communicating. So
wow, and it's all in LinkedIn.
All in LinkedIn. So how to use it? There's two different divisions. There's the free version, and then there's a paid version of LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And LinkedIn, I don't know their actual numbers of how much money they make, but they make a lot of money.
Mm.
They offer some premium services. So I can just go over quickly just a basic free account. You can build your professional identity. You can maintain a large, trusted professional network, find and reconnect with colleagues and classmates. You can request recommendations, introductions, search the profiles of other LinkedIn members. You can have unlimited inbox messages, right? Save up. You can save searches, and I'll talk about save searches if we have enough time, and get weekly alerts on those searches, which is a very powerful tool. I'm a huge fan of saved searches, so you search once for something, and it will continue to search for you, so you don't have to keep, you know, manually operating that search.
And it'll let you know when something new comes up.
Exactly right. So it's just, yeah, you throw it as kind of like a Google alert. You can put a Google alert. I can talk about Google alerts, but you put a search out there and it just keeps working for you and emailing anytime it comes up with a match.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Premium account, right? LinkedIn offers premium accounts for job seekers, sales and talent professionals, or the general professional who just wants to get more out of it. They offer what's called Job Seeker, Sales Navigator, Recruiter Lite, and Business Plus. As of late 2015, the Job Seeker will cost you $30 a month. The Sales Navigator, you know, if you want to try to find sales for your company, $80 a month. Recruiters love LinkedIn.
Hmm.
They spend $120 a month. And the Business Plus is kind of for the general professional. It's $60 a month. You just get upgraded features in there. And I can go over those. Maybe I'll go over those. How are we doing on time? I always lose.
We're good.
Here.
We have about 6 minutes left.
Okay. Well, I'll go over just some features of some of the plans, like Job Seeker. You can direct message to recruiters where you're not able to do that, you know, with a free version. You can be a featured applicant. You can move to the top of a recruiter's managed lists.
Hmm.
You can see who's viewed your profile, right, in the last 90 days. You can actually see.
I love that.
Yeah. It's some people consider it creepy. It's a little bit creepy, you know, if someone's stalking you. But in business, it's important, I think, if you use it right.
And for the most part, LinkedIn, you don't have too many crazy creepy
people. You really don't. In fact, a lot of folks, I hear even from business professionals, they get a little turned off saying, God, I get so many requests from LinkedIn. I just always ignore them. I ask them, I say, why?
Right.
Do you want to, you know,
these are professionals.
These are professionals. They're some of them are your friends, yes, which, again, as I just said, friends are important in business.
Mm-hmm.
It's about who you know. You know, I tell my kids, you know, to succeed in business, try to get to know as many people as possible.
Indeed.
For the reason I said about the 100%.
Right. Right?
They people hire people they know. You can have applicant insights, right? You can see how you compare to your other candidates for the same types of jobs.
Mm.
Let's see, over to the Business Plus features, right? You can have contact anyone on LinkedIn, even if you're not connected with them, which is a pretty cool feature.
Hmm.
Advanced searches, you can view, same thing, you can see who's viewed your profile, an unlimited number of profile searches. They have what are called degrees, first degree through, I think, third degree of connections, how you're connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big family tree.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the sales navigator, right? You can start meaningful conversations with prospects. You can have advanced lead builders, lead recommendations and saved leads. And this is important for the business owner who's actually looking for sales out there.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited profile searches, real-time sales intelligence, which is a pretty darn good feature. And finally, the recruiter light. This is probably one of their biggest moneymakers over there that recruiters absolutely love. They're tasked with trying to find people.
Mm-hmm.
Through all this, I can say that I'm not the biggest fan of paid. I like the features that they offer, but I'm a big fan of not just because it's free, but really connecting with people,
mm-hmm.
not just kind of the BS, you know, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. And again, I call it the spaghetti test. Don't just throw yourself out there and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Spend your time connecting with people. Be social, as I've always said. That's the stuff that gets you hired
mm-hmm.
or can find you good talent out there, is if you truly start connecting, spend time socially networking using these tools. Some of these are, you know, for a recruiter, I can understand why you pay the, you know, what it was, $120 a month. Yeah, that makes sense to me because you're offered more tools. But if you're not connecting with people, you're really not taking this seriously, and you're kind of going right back to the advertising mode. But
right.
Probably that's for another show.
I love the endorsements on LinkedIn. I think those are real-time endorsements. You're not going to be endorsed for something that you do for, you know, for a silly reason. These are real, true talents that you have that recruiters and other people can see, too.
Absolutely. You know, when it first came out, I thought, oh, you know, what is this? This is kind of... That's kind of hokey. I thought it was hokey at first. And then after a while, as people started really building up, it did a few things. And I'm glad you brought this up. It did a few things. It allowed people to give you like a mini recommendation
mm-hmm.
rather than writing the full recommendation. It was an easy way for people who have done business with you and are truly connected with you to just, you know, do exactly what you just said. And over time, you build them up and they are ranked and offer keywords within your profile so that mm-hmm. people, when they're searching for specific,
oh.
right? But profiles of people.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was, I judged a little too quickly. So now I think it's pretty brilliant.
Huh.
And on top of that, that's one of the things, you know, I'm also a big fan of, when I say actual, when you write somebody a recommendation, that is a really powerful tool.
It is.
Right. Third party, you know, direct connection, somebody putting their stamp of approval on you. Very powerful way to connect, and that's a real way to connect with people. And you want to know how to get people to write recommendations for you? As I always say, send the love first. You
that's
do
right.
it first, they will do it back.
And they very often reciprocate.
Right. That's right. People feel, I don't want to say obligated, but okay, they feel obligated in a way. But it's good. That's a way of connecting, is breaking the ice, and could very easily get you a job.
Indeed.
How are we doing on time now?
We're about a minute left.
Okay, so let me go over... I've got so much to talk about, but of course I talk too much and then I miss half of it. So I'm just going to go over five simple steps to get you started on LinkedIn. Go to LinkedIn.com. Create a personal account, you know, just like any other social network. Secondly, if you have a company, create a company profile. Number two, once you're all logged in, you have your account set up, ask and answer questions in your specific field. Take it very seriously, because people will see you're connected to that industry and know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's showing off what you know without being obnoxious, and it's the opposite of advertising.
Mm.
It's advertising without advertising.
Mm.
Right? Get conversational with others in your field. Constantly update your profile. Go back and constantly update it. Fill it out to the nth degree. It's only going to help you. Update your info in a way that would make others want to reach out to you, whether it's former accomplishments or value you can add. Recommend others. We just went over that, and ask for the same in return.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way street. Invite others and find existing friends and colleagues already on LinkedIn. You can reach out to all your contacts by importing. So I'll leave you with a couple thoughts. Be open-minded, get involved. LinkedIn absolutely works. You can find all the stuff on daveworks.net. And next week, do not miss it, YouTube.
All right, tune in.
The voice of the Foothills.